The first day he did not jump at all. He was rushing through the jump, did not understand what was the game, what was it about. Today, same reaction, more calm. Therefore, there is a hope he will do better. However, as you can see, he don't like it. He does not understand the game of the jump. When he does that, all I have to do is to put the whip horizontal and he go back in line. That's not the point. It's not disobedience, it's simply because he does not understand. And in fact, that's exactly what he did the first day. It's not a jump, arch the back, throw himself through. This one is in the same style, not a jump, just does not understand yet the concept of jumping, so he tried to throw himself on the other side. That was a beginning, however the back was very arched, so that was not good, but he was, obviously his mind is processing, and he tried something. The next one, in fact, the jump itself is not good at all, but it's a turning point. It's a first time you're going to see that he react jumping. Not good yet, but the idea of jumping is in his mind. And obviously that has been the turning point, because after that his canter became more calm. And then the next tentative, he tried to put that together. Not great yet, but that we can consider it is his first jump. Then because observe that he seemed to be more comfortable at the canter. Change the distance of the pole on the ground, so to give him the room to execute one stride of canter. And of course, he did not. He decided to do it at the trot. The distance was therefore short, and he did a pretty good effort to go out of that. So that was a jump too. The reaction when he trapped himself and the distance was a little bit short at the trot, the reaction was to resolve the problem jumping. So we can consider that it was Chazot's second jump.